It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is a 5%, Rob, of the Bama fan base that is in flames right now, man. And there seems to be 90% that are just like, yeah, man, we lost. It is what it is. So
I guess it's probably the breakdown discipline, the temper tantrums on the field. Would that have happened under Nick?
So that's actually been a big topic for some of the digital and the pods I've been doing this week. And the answer is, in a smaller portion, yes.
Yeah.
You had times where guys threw tantrum on the sideline or got in an argument. Devontae Smith punched somebody in the middle of a game.
That happens.
You know? I don't think it would have quadrupled down the way it did, where you threw a mouthpiece and kicked the ball and slammed a guy's hat and then refused to field. The problem is that I don't know that you would have gone without a suspension for Malachi Moore this week the way that you might have had it been under Nick.
Well, you know what? Different situation, but Jermaine Burton did punch an individual after a game and play the next week.
I know. And that's my point.
A fan, by the way. He cold cocked a fan and played the next week. Under Nick Saban. So let's not act like Nick Saban was.
Do you mind if I finish? Can I finish the statement? My point is that all the stuff that Malachi did, it wasn't just, if he just throws the mouthpiece, nothing happens. If he just kicks a football, probably nothing happens. If he just slams a guy's head, probably nothing happens. You put four of them together, and I have a hard time with the fact that maybe nothing happens.
Well, he's having a toddler tantrum on the field.
The other thing is, this is the first year, and this is the other part. This is the first year. Nick never did this. He didn't do captains before the year. Always did it after the year. And this is why, because Malachi Moore is a fifth-year player wearing a C on his chest, right? And that's kind of a big deal. Like, you're the captain of the team throwing the tantrum. So that's a whole other aspect to it. I'm not going to sit here and say that this doesn't happen under Nick Saban or wouldn't have happened under Nick Saban. I just think that when you look at everything around Malachi, the response would have been different under Nick Saban. Man, you know, we'd have handled it internally. We'd have done all this other stuff. Kalen DeBoer's been very passive about it. And I think that for a lot of Alabama fans, it's been kind of hard to swallow, to be honest with you. So there's a number of different ways to look at it. It's not perfect. I think that a lot of people around that program just, hey, let's move on.
I think sometimes people forget what things that happen under certain people, and then they just that's their fallback because they're scared. And I understand Alabama fans are scared. I don't mean it negatively, but they're scared they're not going to have the success under Kalen DeBoer. Because it's natural when you lose something like. You don't think Patriots fans aren't scared they're never going to have any like long-term success again like they did under Bill Belichick?
Oh, yeah. I think that ship has sailed under Belichick a couple of years ago.
But the reality is that you as fans, you worry, you get scared, you get spoiled by your riches, and when the fear of being broke is there, Alabama fans have experienced it. They went through that era in the late 90s to early 2000s where they weren't very good.
No, and to your point, and you guys will probably follow along with me, because one of the problems I have had, now the Malachi Moore situation is separate. Would that have happened under Nick? Would it not have? Would he have refused to leave the field? That definitely wouldn't have happened under Saban. He would have lost his mind. He refusing to get off the field, that's been taken out of the game. But I think the whole thing where this Vanderbilt loss would have never happened under Nick, I think that's completely misplaced. Because, I mean, I looked at a team playing a, 6-5 Auburn last year that had to convert a 4th-and-31 right, at the end of the game. I looked at a team that went on a road to South Florida and won by like 10 points.
Well, Saban lost to Louisiana Monroe?
Yeah, I happened to be there for that one, Rob. Thank you for bringing up that.
Saban never faced a Vanderbilt like that.
No, and that's really the conversation that I think is worth talking about that game last week. Yes, it's Vanderbilt. Yes, that has not happened. Vanderbilt's never beaten number one team. Vanderbilt didn't just bring in a transfer portal quarterback. They brought in his offensive coordinator. They brought in they brought in Jerry Kill and Tim Beck and surrounded him with everything he had at New Mexico State that was good and just said, let's just do it here in a different uniform. It wasn't learning a new system.
Well, more times than not, teams like that, they can match you 22-22. Yeah.
Well,
and it's the depth that usually explodes this team.
With the digital I'm doing, Rob, I put out a podcast last Thursday, and the headline of this podcast was Vanderbilt can beat Alabama. And it got laughed out of comment sections. Like, y'all are crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, I'm just telling you, I've watched this team. They are efficient.
Yeah.
And efficiency in college football can beat teams with more talent when the talent doesn't always play up to its level.
Well, it shows you how crazy college football is. Vanderbilt came here and lost to Georgia State, but they beat Virginia Tech, who everyone thought was.
And they should have beaten Missouri. Yes. You ain't watched the Missouri game. They should have beaten Missouri.
I don't think Missouri's that good either. I think when you go down to it. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.